Proclamation number 8014, dated the October 8, 1961. Renewed reference to the natural event. Once again, I want to inform you through the voice of the spirit that you are approaching an event with inconceivable consequences, that humanity will experience something the extent of which has never before happened since the beginning of this period of salvation. For I want to shake people out of their dream state. I want them to take stock of themselves, and this is only possible through a natural event of such enormous proportions that no one will be able to remain unaffected by the great tragedy which this event will mean for humanity. The whole world will sympathize with it, and people everywhere will fear that the same event might happen to them, for no previous signs existed to anticipate an event such as this, and therefore there will be great unrest amongst humankind. And it will also be very obvious to all people that this event was not caused by human will. They will know that it was caused by a power they cannot fight. They will realize that natural elements had burst through, to which people are hopelessly exposed. And that is my intention, for as long as people always hold other people to account for that which happens in the world, nobody will take a look at himself. But it is my will that they shall find the path to me, and since people's low spiritual level has already sunk to the point that they also deny my existence, since belief in me has fallen to a minimum, I must use the last means in order to give evidence of myself, although even then every individual person can still make up his own mind according to his will. For he will not be forced to believe, he can also give himself any other explanation, and that is to be expected. Once again, only a few will understand me in my voice and be receptive to it. They will call upon me in greatest adversity, and, truly, I will miraculously rush to their aid because I want to win them over to testify to me. They shall be living advocates of me when the time has come. I must use quite unusual methods because people are already so insensitive that even the most appalling occurrences mean almost nothing to them anymore. They receive such news with their ears only to forget about them again in a short time because it doesn't happen to them personally. And thus an event will have to occur which will frighten all people because they won't know whether it will repeat itself, whether there will have been only partial destruction or whether the whole earth will finally have been affected. They must be placed into this state of fear, for people are only interested in their own destiny, and therefore they shall be anxious. And then there will be a possibility that people will find and take the path to me, and every single person can consider himself fortunate if he had already established contact with me or is establishing it, who prays to me in spirit and in truth. Time and again I say to you that you will be saved from ruin, from a renewed banishment into matter, if you have found me, even if your degree of maturity is still very low. You will be able to enter the kingdom of light, you can keep ascending in the beyond and no longer need to fear darkness. For as soon as you find me, you will also have recognized Jesus Christ and his act of salvation and use the blessings of the act of salvation. You appeal to him for forgiveness of your guilt and thus enter the kingdom of the beyond in a redeemed state, or you accept the help of the guides in the beyond without opposition, who will escort you to the divine Redeemer. But this always means that you must acknowledge me myself during your life on earth, that you accept me of your own free will, which is proven by every heartfelt prayer to me. This is why overwhelming adversity will befall the human race, so that this call, which decides your fate in eternity, can come through to me. You must believe in me as your God and Creator who wants to be your Father, hence you must also call upon me like children to their Father. But then you really need not be afraid anymore regardless of what happens to you, for then you will experience my very obvious protection. For the time afterwards will be the final short reprieve during which everyone will be able to work for me. Then he must be able to stand up for me with conviction, and that is what he will do, because he was allowed to experience me so evidently that he will remain loyally devoted to me until the end. Amen.